Blog Talk Radio.
For your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
But it's so much we have to not get distracted on.
when it comes down to dust, says Yahweh, we have to pick our stick to use on the enemy. We'll leave that like that. Let's bring Mr. Tibbs in, and we'll get him rolling, then we'll see what we can get going on. One thing about it, when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, "Brother Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be with you there, C. Royal."
And Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, and Mr. Tibbs. Well, we got a lot of distraction, got a lot of stuff on the table. Soon we turn this computer on, and they unflash a whole lot of stuff, but I got to ignore a whole lot of stuff. 195 international countries, 102-687. We're going to leave it like that and get us some hot herbal tea and rev back, and Yahweh let us know what do he want on take number 37. You on the clock, Mr. Tibbs, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like of 102,687 participants that came to hear the words of Yahweh. And we know we all came to hear those things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand, and that's without proper teaching. And to see those things that most of us can see, that some can never find. Again, that's without proper teaching. We touch those things that most of us here can touch and others can never feel. We find we tell them to open up the King James Bible, they open up another book. Well, we know the wicked can do none of these things that we do. That's why we try to school them in the words of Yahweh. Because we know that the righteous makes all this, Yahweh makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because when we look at 1 Peter chapter 1, chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, 12 says, "For the eyes of Yahweh over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahweh is against them that do evil." 13, "And who is he will harm you if he befalls of that which is good?" Well, there's a lot of us here that are attending that come for the good of Yahweh's word. We receive it, we commend it, and add unto it. And some listening to the same words we hear cast those words behind their back. And you know what that is? That's not so good for others that are learning. These are raving wolves in sheep clothing that come to see just who's all attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side, and deceptive thinking. And I know many have seen just as much as I. These are the people that have to realize that we're here for one reason, not who sits on your left or who sits on your right. That's for the word of Yahweh. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not this information you came to seek, and you found that which you have sought in Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That starts at 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class for that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address for the listing members. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking it, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of your other devices, you may see menu. still have the clickiness. You'll still see choices, still choose tithes and offerings, and follow the same instructions as you did for previous use. Now, doing so, remember what it tells us all in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto Yahuwah your kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, and the land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar to keep yourself and family in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. Very important thing, the calendar. It does tell you what each and individual feast day is, when they occur, and how long they last. Should check it out. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine, any one of your devices. This time, right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click on it, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses that we're using. The first is tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was liked by you. We have a few numbers also to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards. Would be appreciated as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We have a few verses that explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8, 8 says, "Answer not before they've heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." The other comes from the book of James, when you look at chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But I guess you can imagine that there are still those out there that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement or cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. And I suppose they just ignore or may not be familiar with what Yahuwah the Son has told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." Also, another note, we find it necessary to mention once again, please by no means contact the seer for questions direct via voicemail, email, or text. He is generally usually pretty busy answering many memos, as most of us have seen from previous programs, even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Sigarb, I get almost tongue-tied pronouncing some of the stuff he does. But the most important thing that's being done is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because most of our questions can be answered by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But not this year. He's often trying to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100%. Comes pretty close to doing it also, but found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19:26, as you'll find out in a moment what that means. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45 p.m. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, once again, type in three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Okay, at that particular time, choose the program that you're late logging into or any previous day, actually, that you would like to listen. Also, one other note for the listening members. We're in the process of making it possible now to get a CD or DVD recording of any particular program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, you can imagine, after all the excitement that we had last week with the feast day and everything, today is just another day for the Word of Yahuwah. We're all excited to get going with it, and we find that nothing has changed except the number of people, which is a good thing, an increasing number, that come to commend Yahuwah's Word. Add unto it only following by those listening to the same words we hear, casting it behind their backs, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible that make them happy. Taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but when you ask them to speak the words of Yahuwah, they're completely lost. They're completely and clearly forgotten. We're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. Remember, we can only do 100% of what a man or woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And that, if at all possible. Because anyone ever told you they've even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. Remember, I previously mentioned what Yahuwah the Son had said about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So we begin to see that no man or woman can measure their last days. Because in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 36 says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only day and hour knoweth, no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." So we have to realize that as a man or woman, we are measured by our works, from what's explained in the Bible, the things we think, we do, and say. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18 says, "Yea, a man or woman may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." We look also, once again, in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 25. 25 says, "But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth there within, he or she being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man or woman should be blessed in his or her deeds." Well, we know that some people don't remember the verses in the Bible. That's why we rehearse the righteous act as told us to do. That's why we have a teacher. And a teacher always has to show worthiness in every cause. Because a teacher that opens a door for his students, he has to walk through the same door himself. Remember, because there's those out there that ask questions for learning, and they're pretty serious. And those that ask questions just to see if you know or to try and trip you up. That's why I always say a teacher can't learn from his students. But already having knowledge, the teacher gains experience by teaching because he already knows. So now you think that a student can learn from a good teacher? You sure can. Possibly learning to share knowledge with others that he has learned. Even I have to admit this applies to myself when sharing knowledge. You have to keep a firm grip on what you know and keep the Bible in hand because it is your reference and guide to being correct. Because after we receive lessons from the Bible on how to righteously proceed according to what it says, don't be led by friendly deception. Remember, Yahweh gave man and woman free will, which is a choice, you might say, which was told us in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. Let's see. 19 says, I call on heaven to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Well, I know after reading that, I know which I would like to choose, no doubt about it. So at this particular time, keep those Bibles open. Our program is just getting ready to get more interesting. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mr. Tibb. That's excellent. Your part did hear all that. Just got to get back over to the seat. Excellent. Your part. Catch you on the second half. Your closing thoughts and some dust says Yahweh. They got a lot of memos. I'm reading a lot of memos right here. And I guess I will make a couple comments on some of the stuff I got here. I see exactly which way you're trying to take this. And that's a good thing on your part. But this round, bosses of a true Israelite, the six anointed camps, got no choice but to win this one because it's ours to do. All right, good enough for tape number 37. And remember, how's your health doing, six anointed camps? How you feeling? Your dues are three exercises in the bed where you lay on your back and you try to raise your legs up to get some stretch in your belly. Do you bring your legs up and turn to the left, to the right to get your back feeling better? Do you take your arms and stretch it out where you have no problem reaching in your purse of your wallet? Huh? Do you eat green stuff? Do you keep your Yahweh before your first? Do you exercise on your air stepper to get your blood jumping up and moving around? Because you let your blood sit, it can always cause you problems, you know, especially if you're a diabetic. The only way you're going to kick them being a diabetic, got to shake your blood up and eat green stuff and stay away from dairy products, pops, all that good stuff. All that bad stuff for you, good for them, because they're going to make it for you. So remember one thing, because once you get that stuff in your system, you know that's a sign of you ignoring what's been told to you, then the devil got into you, so the devil going to cause you a problem, because when you got a sickness, that's the devil in you. Y'all know I get the devil out you. No doubt about it. Y'all know I get the devil out you. Now, we got a couple of memos I'm going to talk about for a minute. This one here is, it got something to do with the word called, Brother Yagdai Israel, I'll tell you what. We'll let you find these two definitions of these words, psychological torture. P-S-Y-C-H-O-R-T-U-R-E. L-O-G-I-C-A-L, one word, T-O-R-T-U-R-E. Let's take a look at these two words for a minute. P-S-Y-C-H-O-L-O-G-I-C-A-L. Oh, I'm going to comment on it, WCC. And T-O-R-T-U-R-E. We smell the trap, but one thing about it, we can meet you on any level according to this booklet, and we can take care of our part, and thus says Yahweh. So let's bring Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see what is you trying to put on the table and where you're going with this. When you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahdai Israel,
if I bless you to Israel, I'll see you royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Excellent. Let's see what of these memos is trying to take me to, and we're going to take it from there. P-S-Y-C-H-O-L-G-I-C-A-L, one word, and T-O-R-T-U-R-E, T-O-R-T-U-R-E. Let's define these words there, and let me kind of figure out where the trap is going to talk, Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
I'm looking at the word psychological, and it reads, psychological, of affecting or arising in the mind, related to the mental and emotional state of a person.
Excellent. T-O-R-T-U-R-E. What that supposed to mean there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
One second there. Let me see if I can write it down.
That's right. Let's see. What they're working with on these two words there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
I'm looking at the word called torture. T-O-R-T-U-R-E. And it reads, looking at the dictionary, online dictionary, encyclopedia, and it reads, the action or practice of inflicting severe pain or suffering on someone as a punishment or in order to force them to do or say something.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now let me look at this memo. We ain't got no Luke in yet. I just want to take a look at something here. It says here, Tia, do you know about Brown versus Wade? Brown versus Wade, May 17, 1954. Brown versus Wade, 1954, May 17th. Brown versus Wade, that's the Board of Education. Mm-hmm. Board of Education. And let's see what is we working with. Now, Kenneth Stamps, all right, to make them stand in fear, Historian Kevin Stamps, to make them stand up in fear, historically, Kevin Stamp, S-T-A-M-P, okay, author of Peculiar Institution, he outlines, he said, published in 1956, but was released in 1940. It was already conceded in 1940, but it was published in 1956. So when Brown versus Wade, May 17, 1954, Kevin done a outline, let's see what he says. Outline the steps most often used by slaveholders to maintain fear and control. Oh, okay. Let's see what, number one, the slaveholders to maintain fear and control. Let's see what they'll do. Number one, establish and maintain strict orders, strict discipline. Number one, a slave owner will establish and maintain strict discipline. Number one. Two, implant in the slave in his conscious mind personal inferiority and make him inferior. That's step two you got to do. Three, ought the bondsman with the scene of master is super power make the slave think the master have enormous power. You know, otherwise master can do anything. That's the reason right now that we look at him as innumerable power. Four, see the slave to take interest in the master's enterprise. Persuade the slave. To want what master like enterprise and to accept his standard of good condition. Three. Five. To impact as a slave his utterance seems make him this and dependable on the slave master. Make him helpless and create a condition to the slave to depend on master. Otherwise, create him a program and always show him that you always need to be up under master's guidance. And that is psychological torture have altered one's behavior. When the slave fear more for his or her own survival, then that slave would not cater to the group. He would not cater to the group. If you can get him to fear more about, I got mine and you get yours. Okay? And what don't happen now? So what happens when you do that? He says, slaveholder develop a system, and it's called seasoning. Seasoning, and it was to proceed to proceed under with strong men and women was broken, stripped of their dignity, torture, seasoning with brutal system that remake men into idol of pleasing of their oppressor. It rewards good. Now, what does he say about that? Well, I'm gonna read you like it is, and I'm going to make a statement on it later. Let's see, what else he's saying? So this is right here. This is a, it says, the season, okay, it says, new arrivals were not the only one to undergo the condition. Each generation underwent a series of psychological and physical torture to make them stand here. Was a closed system, and overseers and the master, they deny this, the overseer will put pain on him. And the ones that we have broken will take the new arrival that came from the slave ship and will tell them, you will never your homeland again. And if you resist, you will be killed. That makes you a rebellious slave. The seasoning process was completed. Now, so you get those of your own that have been seasoned and broken. And when the new ones come in, they will program them to let them know that they have no other choice. You will never see your homeland again. And if you're rebellious, you will be killed. And to always drop your eyes down when master approach you. Practice looking down. Okay, so this is Kenneth C.A., the author of, he's the author of Peculiar System, and he outlined the five principles to how that the slave owners control the slave. And article, I mean, it makes a final statement saying that I want to come back and that he says psychological torture. You must make him think that you are Jesus Christ in the form of a man. That's mixed up. Yeah, that's big stuff, WCC. That's big stuff right there. So, yep, that's big stuff. We got plenty more, but that's just enough for this setting. And it too goes along with the teaching of the Roman Catholic Church. So I guess that's pretty good. Let's me get one more. It says here, critical review at ANNALS of literature, LITERATURE, by the Society of Gentlemen, published in 1756 through 1783, on page 140 through 148. This is what it reads. They published that Pope Nicholas V and his famous papal bull, which he granted to the unknown world, to the Portuguese and the Spaniards, expressly to permit and order the Christians to reduce all infidels into slavery. The order of Christians was to get together as one. The Portuguese, Spaniards, English, and Dutch, and French, to deal with the Negro slaves and divide it among the Swedes, S-W-E-D-E. Pope Gregory V, he authorized the Christians to take care of this, to get the Negro slaves to do what they're supposed to do. First to Brazil in the 1443 up to 1645. Second and present from 1645 up to the time of slavery. So Pope Nicholas is the one authorized the first Atlantic slave trade by promising the Portuguese and Spaniards and the Christians that you got domination over the Africans, and I'm granting you their land. Follow my lead. So Pope Gregory is the one that the first one to author the Atlantic slave trade in the early 1400s. So the Roman Catholic Church, the Christians, is the one that authorized you going to Brazil first to do sugar and tobacco. So Pope Gregory is the one that taking care of that. Now, let me read another statement here. And he said also he authorized King John II in 1492 to expel all of Yagdad Judah, the black Jews. First place they will be going to is the island of Thomas, which they found 1471. They discovered an island, although it was peoples of color already there. But they took over it, and the first of the slaves that King John II, he taken to him to an island in Africa called St. Thomas that they found, discovered in 1471. Okay? So that's pretty good right there. Now we'll analyze all that have been memoed about what you got. Pope Gregory, he ordered the Christians. The Christians is Portuguese, Spaniards, Englishmen, and the Dutch. And the saying, you must share this idea with the Swedes. So all these descendants of Esau. So this is where the slave trade started. Pope Nicholas V. And you can find this in the book called Critical Review, C-R-I-T-I-C-A-L Review, published in 1756 to 1763, annual NNALS of Literature by the Social of Gentlemen's, Society of Gentlemen's. And it's in there. They wrote about how Pope successfully got next to the Jews, the black Jews, and promised the other countries dominion, the Portuguese. And that's how it happened. So I said, that's pretty good. All right, we don't say it enough. And now let's see, can we see which way this thing will go now. So, Brother Yach Dai Israel, we don't heard enough. And like I said, again, we read that off right off the press. And the Brown versus Wade. So, Kenneth, STAMPP, author of what you call a peculiar institution, wrote out the 5 steps that keep you right now today inferior, always thinking the white man got all the power. And you must convince that end through the one that you have seasoned. You know, the one that will always say, John 3:16, that's for everybody, brother. So them the ones, matter of fact, we might even look at John 3:16. Because that's the way they always take, or they'll tell you in a minute, what about the white man? This thing for everybody. They say that. So I'll tell you what we do. We'll peep at some things and see can end that hole up with some books. Brother Yach Dai Israel, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see can that thing hold up with a little book. You on the clock, come on.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And looking at these articles right off the press that is sent, but you know they always leave loopholes, and the key word is the seasoning process was completed. Seasoning, see, right? So otherwise, that the slave holders have to season the enterprise by using psychological and torture ways to convince you that they are in place of the mighty one himself. So that's what they use. We open up in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 to 33. Let's see what we can get out of this there, Brother Yach Dai Israel. Another lesson, part number 37. Let's see what we can get out of this in Proverbs 3, 31 to
33. Look at Proverbs chapter 3. Verse number 31 through 38. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse number 31. Envy you not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. Verse 32. For the forward is abomination to Yahweh, but his secret is with the righteous. Verse 33. The curse of Yahweh is in the family of the wicked. He blessed the habitation of the just.
So, and he also says in Proverbs chapter 11, Brother Yach Dai Israel, what do he say in 11:21 of Proverbs?
The book of Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 21 reads, so hand joined in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered.
He said, although they get you off into their enterprise, he said, now, he said that you have to impress the slave to make him think that he is helpless. This is a part. 5 steps. Make him helpless. to create a habit for him to be dependent on his society, never to go for self, always find out what we doing and see where you can fit in with us, and that's how you season the best of them. That's how you psychological torment them by showing them the good life, the standard of good condition. But we just read, he says, choose none of the oppressor's ways. That what he say. That what he say. That what he told Solomon to tell you, don't choose their way. Even if you're on a job assignment, that means finish the work that you got to do for them and go on about your business. That's a tough thing to do, and because of the seasoning, they'll say you ain't like all the rest of them, and them the ones that be seasoned. And you tell Bob and Sally to stay right like you, and they'll get higher in society. But we just read that he says, choose none of his ways. Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 4, there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We're just going to see if we get a little outline on this. It's going to tie in shortly, but we have to sit a little groundwork down because we read it right off the press of the memos. And like I said again, but Yahweh made a profound statement. In Matthew chapter 4, he says something, Brother Yahdai Israel, and we're going to see what he says. This is what he says. Matthew chapter 4. What do we say in verse 19 and 22? Matthew 4, verse 19 and 22. What do he say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Matthew chapter 4. And verse 22 reads, Matthew 4, verse 9, verse number 19. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men and women. Verse number 22. They immediately left the ship and their fathers and followed him.
Mm-hmm. So he said, follow him. So that's what he said. He said, follow him. Now, in the book of Hebrew, Pluto title called Hebrew, in the 7th chapter, verse 13 and 14, can you help me out of that? But it was already prophesied in 33, verse 7, something first. Let's get the prophecy of it and let's walk right into it. Deuteronomy 33, verse 7, then swing up to the book of Hebrew, Pluto title called Hebrews, chapter 7, 13 and 14. What do that say?
The book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 33, verse number 7 reads, Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse number 7. And this is the blessing of Yahdah, Judah. And he says, hear Yahweh the voice of Yahdah, Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hand be sufficient for him, and be your help to him from his enemies.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Hebrew, mm-hmm. The word Hebrews, chapter 7, verse number 13 and 14 reads, Book of Hebrew, polluted word Hebrews, chapter 7, verse number 13. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, which no man gave attendance at the altar. Verse 14, for it is evident that our Yahweh sprang out of Yahdah, Judah, of which thy Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood.
Mm-hmm. And in the book of Malachi 2, verse 7 says what? What do Malachi 2, verse 7 say?
Book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse number 7 reads, Malachi chapter 2, verse number 7. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge. The Torah structure is at his mouth, for he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts.
Mm-hmm. And the priest he's talking about, in the name of what priest supposed to have knowledge going in verse number 4. Who does priest supposed to have all this knowledge in verse 4?
Verse number 4. You should know that I have sent his commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, Savior of hosts.
So he said Levi is the tribe that's supposed to seek the Torah instruction at Yahweh's mouth, because the Levites are the messengers of the Most High Yahweh. So what happened in verse 8 through 10 by the Levites being the messengers of Yahweh? So Moses was a Levite, Aaron was the Levite, and Moses was the Yahweh of the earth, and Moses was the seer. But as time progresses on, what happened in 2, 8 through 10?
The book of Malachi 2, verse number 8 through 10. Verse number 8. But you are departed out of the way, caused many to stumble at the law, Torah instructions. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, said Yahweh. Verse number 9. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as you have not kept my way, but have been partial in the Torah instructions. Verse number 10. Are we not all one Father, and not one Yahweh created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers?
So he's saying Levi backed away and became partial. He said, so Levi, according to whatever come out of Levi's mouth, Yahweh says, you have corrupt the covenant, Levi. So although we can read about Moses and Aaron, the Leviticus priesthood, Moses and Aaron, as they fade away in the sunset, as time progresses on, he had Malachi to write that the Levites was going to be partial. That means they're going to have an ear to hear the other nations and cut deals that was not Torah instruction. So Yahweh have suspended them as we speak. And he says Levite will not have a voice until another seer say you win in Isaiah chapter 66 verse 21 and 22. Let's find out how long would Levite be quiet, would not have a voice to say nothing concerning as Yahweh calls to the spirit. So those who say the Leviticus priesthood, but the Bible just said they cut deals and Yahweh have suspended their priesthood until when? Let's see until when in 66 verse 21 and 22 of Isaiah.
Book of Isaiah chapter 66 verse 21. And verse 22 reads, Isaiah 66, verse 21, I will also take them for priests and for Levites, Yahweh. Verse 22, well, the new heaven and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, save Yahweh. So shall your name, so shall your seed, and your name remain.
Mm-hmm. Now, he gonna take them for priests? Like I need to find out When? Verse 23.
Verse number 23. And it shall come to pass that from one new month to another, polluted word moon, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, save Yahweh.
He says, when this happens, all flesh going to come worship before me. So all flesh going to come worship before him. That means he must be back in the land. Now, when he's back in the land, what are you going to do in verse 21?
Verse number 21. And I will also take of them for priests and for Levites, says Yahweh the Son.
Mm-hmm. So Levite, the rules and regulation, when they're supposed to resume their priesthood again, when the return of Yahweh the Son. So that's when Levite got a statement again, because in the 44th chapter of Ezekiel, he made a final statement pertaining to Levite. And we're going to find out a little bit more what he says in the 44th chapter. So the priesthood that's supposed to be doing all the talking as we speak out of the 12 tribes, the one that don't be doing no talking is Levi. And the one for be doing all the talking, we're going to read that shortly, and we're going to read it again, but we want to make sure that when Levite will be talking again, because Levite done something, and the seer recorded it in the 44th chapter of Ezekiel. Let's see what he recorded in 44, verse 14, down to verse 16. Ezekiel 44, 14 through 16.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 44. Verse number 14 through 16 reads, Book of Ezekiel, chapter 44, verse number 14. But I will make them keepers of the charge of the temple of Yahweh, for all the services thereof, for all that shall be done therein. Verse 15. But the priests, the Levites, the son of Zadok, that keep the charge of my temple, when the family of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near to me to minister unto me. They shall stand before me to offer unto me the fat and the blood, says Yahweh. Verse 16. They shall enter into my temple, and they shall come near to my temple to minister unto me, and they shall keep my charge.
Uh-huh. So Levi. So the next time Levite got anything to say, and will be Zadok, because Zadok is the one kept the child, but the majority of the Levites they broke away. So until the return of Yahweh the Son, Levite and none of the other tribes supposed to be having the mouth going. Very important, Six Anointed Camps. So if you visit any ministry where the Bible is open, you hear to talk about Israelites. The only one who will be talking in an Israelite camp is not the Levites. And let's go and see, what about the Northern Kingdom? Do they both be talking? So we need to be clear on who will be doing the talking right now, according to the Bible. Because the psychological torture is when you break protocol, and then those that got your books, they will use psychological torture on you and have you thinking that everybody can say something. All you got to do is get them a degree by them. But we go on and take a look and see, what about the 10 northern tribes? What they supposed, how much talk they supposed to be doing in Jeremiah 31. Verse 6. Let's find what talk they will be doing. Jeremiah 31, verse 6.
The book of Jeremiah 31, verse number 6 reads, For there shall be a day that the watchmen upon the mount, the family of Ephraim, northern kingdom, shall cry, Arise you, let us go up to Yahdah Judah, unto Yahweh, our Yahweh.
So that's all the tribes see right here. So now when we go read the book of Hebrew, blew the title called Hebrew, we're going to be clear, the only one for be talking in these days right now, it was already prophesied. You read 33 verse 7 in the early part of the lesson. So the reason why we in psychological, give me a word with that word, we in psychological what? Brother Yock,
Torture.
The reason why we in a psychological torture today, because the order of things by the Bible, we go on to everybody else to get answers instead of getting answers according to the Bible protocol. Now here it is right here in the book of Hebrew, polluted title called Hebrew. Chapter 7, 13 and 14. Now we read the prophecy Moses said out of his own mouth that the one that going to go to the peoples in 33 verse 7 was Yahdah Judah. He wrote it in his book, but he knew that Levites was on the clock at that time. He did not know that the Levites was going to go partial and start cutting deals, and Yahweh put them on the back shelf until he returned. So Levite will be quiet until he returned. The 10 northern tribes supposed to cry to southern kingdom, and then they get behind southern kingdom, Yahdah Israel. So that's all the tribes see right here. And Benjamin's supposed to be a light, otherwise the bodyguard to watch the back. Not run the mouth, but use the jujitsu and karate and the flying all over the heads and watching back. That's their position. See, once we understand that everybody got a position in the Bible, and the only one can tell this story is the one we get ready to read right now in the 7th chapter, verse 13 and 14. Now, Paul was invited to that great big temple called Southern Kingdom Temple. And Paul got on the microphone, and this is what Paul said in verse 13 and 14. Listen good. What did he say? The Benjamite. What did he say?
The Hebrew. Include the word Hebrew. Chapter 7. Verse number 13. Verse number 14 reads. Verse number 13. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, which no man gave attendance at the altar. Verse 14. For it is evident that our Yahweh sang out of Yahdah Judah, of which tribe Moses had nothing concerning the priesthood.
So the priesthood is in the hands of Yahdah Judah as we speak. And that's why Pope Nicholas, he got as close as he could in his face. First major attack was on Yahdah Judah that was over there in Portugal and Spain in the early 1400s. Them the ones that he made his first attack on. And why did he do that? Because he had the record, see, right here. He had the records according to Obadiah 1:13. Let's read where he had the records. Let's read verse 1, get a name on who had the records and how they got the records. They got your records, see, right here. Now they are taking your records, and now they're using psychological torture on you with your records by claiming you is somebody else, being the peoples of the book. That's why it's very important for the six anointed camps to recognize the only one supposed to be having the Bible open is Yahdah Judah. All 11 tribes supposed to back up and get behind Southern Kingdom Yahdah Judah. That pride got to be broke down. Because right now, as long as you keep going, you can remain up on a psychological torture in your brain by thinking you can come up another way. And when you come up another way, 11 tribes, Yahuwah the Son said you are a Kinwan of St. John. When you come up another way, what did he say you are in St. John 10:1? Talking about the 11 tribes.
The book of St. John, chapter 10, verse number 1 reads, book of St. John 10, verse number 1. Truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, yet she that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
The 11 tribes, if you remain with that folly, Yahuwah the Son said you're going to be a thief and a robber. You're going to always, and that's why you got your feast out of order. You got everything out of order because you refuse to call on the lead tribes to see when is Yahuwah's Sabbath day, what time it starts, when is his feast days, what clothing to wear, and everything else. And understand something about the coloring that you're supposed to have on. And that's why we read earlier about, be ye followers of me. Because what the Leviticus wore back in the days is not when Yahuwah the Son saying, he didn't say follow Moses or follow Aaron. About the Levitical priesthood, he told them to follow him. And you know what tribe Yahuwah the Son came down to? Let's see. He had the whole 18 nations. He had the whole 12 tribes of Israel on the table. Now, he gonna make a choice on what tribe he gonna come down to in Micah chapter 5. Let's see what he told the seer. He said, I got everybody stretched out on the table. All 12 tribes is available. Let's try with Yahuwah look down from heaven and tell the seer through the mental spirit what tribe he coming down through in Micah chapter 5.
The book of Micah, chapter 5, verse number 1 reads, now gather yourself in troops, O daughter of the troops. You have laid siege against us. It shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. Verse number 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you be little among the fathers of Yahweh, you unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, who's going forth from have been from of old, from everlasting.
So there is that there, see, right? That is what the seer was told. He said, when the Father's Son come down on earth, he's going to come down through the tribe of Yahdah Judah. That's the ones he's going to dress himself up to look like is Judah. So when this man comes, and remember the psychological a torture is to convince them, according to, what is his name again? His name is Kenneth Stamps, S-T-A-M-P-P. He's the author of the, what do you call his word? Peculiar Institution, back in the days. And he says, the 5 points that the slave masters talk about among themselves on how to control Judah. That's what he's saying. Because the Negro is a polluted word for Judah. He said, you must make him think that we are the master and we got innumerable power far beyond mortal man. You got to convince them that. So you got to get the slaves seasoned they always say, oh, master, you know you can do that, and you got to take that bread back. And remember, in 4 it says, you got to persuade them to whatever they want to do. Make sure they do it for master's enterprise. And that's good standards condition. So now, Kenneth, S-T-A-M-P-P, have laid it out. His book is published in 1956, but it was already out there in 1940. But he put it out there in 1956. He said, these are 5 steps that the owners read now talks among themselves how to control that Negro. That Negro, that's the key. That's the key. That Negro down. You slows down the whole 12 tribes because that Negro is Yahdah Judah. And where they found all the information at? Let's go over to our 1:1, 1:2, and 13. Let's see what they got. There's something they got, see, Roya, that you need to know about. See, they remember what they do, Psalm 64. They do something in Psalm 64. See what they do. This is what the slave owners do in Psalm 64. They do something that we can read. They, 64 verse 6. This is what they do according to the Bible. 64 verse 6 of Psalms.
The book of Psalms, chapter 64, verse number 6 read. They search out sin. They accomplish a diligence. Both the inward thought of every one of them. And the mind is deep.
It's deep. You know why it's deep? They are spread out. They are spread out to, over our 1, 2, and 13. Let's see what they'll do. Let's see who would do what. Their mind is deep. Remember, it was not for you to ever hear this. This book was published in 1956. And he put this together after the Brown versus Wade, May 17, 1954. And he analyzed the slave masters, what they do to keep the old Negro, Yahdah Judah. They keep him always in a, what's that word again? Psychological, what that word, Brother Yahdah, is psychological what?
Psychological torture.
Psychological torture. You know what they do? Because they always get somebody to look like you now. And they'll tell you, we can't win this. Master is the greatest thing. And he's John 3:16, and they got the rule. And they'll tell you so much stuff. Boy, I'm telling you. But that is called what they call seasoning. So the owners get together and they'll do some seasoning. They say, now, you see that one out there? I'll season them up real good. We got some new slaves coming in. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my seasoned one and go tell them right away, you'll never see your homeland again. And if you be rebellious, he's going to kill you and kill your kids and everything. Heebie-jeebie on them. Now, and always remember, I don't care how tall you are, look down at at your shoe when Master talks to you. They put the season on the ones, and that's why you got to watch the ones that's around you. You know, they always will make statements. But 4 verse 10 of Proverbs says what, Brother Yahdah Israel?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verse number 10 reads. Book of Proverbs 24, verse number 10. If thou faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small.
Yeah. Soon we put a little heat on you. You start rallying, put a little heat on you. You start... You start, and start over talking yourself and get all excited so we put a little heat on you. We watch them spirits. See, we watch the best of them buck the gongs out of the six anointed camps. And then you turn and heat them on a little bit and you start seeing them get frenzied like popcorn is popping. You start making taking statements out their mouth. You see? Because you know why? Because our job is to try you, see what you're made of. See if you've been seasoning by somebody else. You know, we're going to check you out. But what they got going real good for them is over here in Obadiah 1, 1 and 2 and verse 13. This is something that you don't know, but we know because we can read the book. This anointed camp reads this Bible. Obadiah 1, 1 and 2 and verse 13 says, say that, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse number 1 and 2, and verse number 13 reads, the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse number 1, the vision of Obadiah, the seer of Yahweh, concerning Edom, Esau, and his five sons. We have heard a rumor from Yahweh, and Asdod is sent among the nations. Arise you, and let us rise up against her in battle. Verse number 2. Behold, I make you small among the nations. You are greatly despised. Verse 13. Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Thou shouldest not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity. They have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity.
They laid hand on your substance, right? They got your books. The books they got now, they are taking your books and stretch it out now and out of your book, create them a book. And that's why they tell you now that if you're not a Roman Catholic Christian, you can't get no salvation by reading your book. And then they'll go and twist up some verses big time on you, and they'll tell you and nap you. See, they got your books now. They don't went deep. They are taking your books, and they'll take that, and they will insert themselves in Matthew 16. Now, they will insert themselves in Matthew 16. Right before your eyes, they'll tell you, it ain't no other way but coming through the Roman Catholic Church. They'll insert themselves right here, and Yahweh the Son says something in 16, verse 13. Let's see what he says in 16, verse 13 of Matthew, Brother Yahdai Israel. What did he say?
The book of Matthew 16, verse number 13. When Yahweh the Son came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his followers, disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
He asked the question, who do men say that I am? Who do men, the sons of, who do they say that I am? Let's see, do anybody say, well, you are the head of the Roman Catholic Church? Let's see exactly what it said. He asked a question to his followers, called disciples. What they say in verse 14?
Verse number 14. They said, some say you are John, called the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the seers.
That's what they say. Now, how'd you get Roman Catholic Church out of that? Now, we're going to precept that, and since he mentioned one of the seers, that's what he said, you are one of the, and we found out he came down through the tribe of Yahdai Judah. Now, we're going to back up to 38th chapter, look at verse 1. We're going to look at 38th chapter, the book of Ezekiel. We're going to look at the 38th chapter of Ezekiel. See, the key to it is, when they send their memos and bump the gong big time, that's good. But Yahweh in that very same hour will give you what he wants you to put on them But you can muster the battle up on them. 38 verse 1 and 17. Now watch this. 38 verse 1 of Ezekiel and 17.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, verse number 1 and verse number 17 reads, book of Ezekiel 38, verse 1. And the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 17, thus saith Yahuwah, are you he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servant the seer of Israel?
Of Israel. So all the seers of Israel. So now, so the Bible said you wanted the seers. He just didn't put of Israel there, but he was right here. So how can you get Roman Catholic Church out of that? Yahuwah the Son came to look like one of the seers, look like the seers of Israel. That's what he looked like, see, Israel. And that's what he came down through, Yahdah Judah. And Judah has taken over the priesthood now. That's why when he came, they had to do some things with him to embarrass him in their own mind in the 19th chapter of St. John. They had to do something to try to belittle him, and the worst thing you can do for Yahdah Judah by belittling him by doing what in 19, 1 through 5?
We're going to St. John chapter 19. Verse number 1 through 5 reads, Psalms 19, verse 1. Then Pilate therefore took Yahuwah the Son and scourged him. Verse 2. His soldiers planted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They put on him a purple robe. Verse number 3. It said, Hail, King of Yahdah Judah, polluted word Jews. And they smote him with their hands. Verse number 4. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. Verse number 5. Then came Yahuwah the Son forth, wearing a crown of thorns, a purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, Behold the man.
Ain't that something? The worst thing you could do for Yahdah Judah is to put on them what in verse 2? The worst thing you can put on Yahdah Judah, then he said, be ye followers of me. So they have to find the worst thing they can do to put on him. Just like this precept there. Let me show you the worst thing that can happen to an Israelite, too. Let me precept that for a minute. You know the worst thing that happened to an Israelite? It's written in the heaven tablet. You know the number one punishment to an Israelite. Let me show you in the Bible. What is the number one punishment? Because Yahuwah is, he's so mad at some leadership. Let's see how mad he is. Numbers 12, verse 9. Let's see what kind of demeanor Yahuwah got. And we're going to show you the worst thing Yahuwah can do to you, an Israelite. The worst thing he can do is like we just got through reading, the worst thing they can do. See, remember, they seek deep to hide their counsel. And they know how to get you because they know you because they got your records. Let's see what Yahuwah said. What Yahuwah said, I'm going to fix you. Now, who is he going to fix anyway? Let's see who he's going to fix. I'm going to fix you. Let's take it to verse 4. 12 verse 4. 4 down to verse number. Numbers chapter 12, 4 through 7. Let's see what's going on here, Brother Yahdah Israel.
The book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse number 4 through 7 reads. Book of Numbers 12, verse number 4. Yahuwah spake suddenly unto Moses, unto Aaron, and unto Miriam. Come out you three, unto the temple of the congregation. And they three came out. Verse number 5. Yahuwah came down in a pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the temple, called Aaron, Miriam, and they both came forth. Verse number 6, he said, Hear now my words. If there be a seer among you, Yahweh will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. Verse number 7. My servant Moses is my soul, who is faithful in all my family.
Mm-hmm. Verse 9.
Verse number 9. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against them, and he departed.
And Yahweh was so mad at Miriam and Aaron for putting bass in their voice against his man Moses. They put bass in their voice. Yahweh was so mad behind that. And what did he do? 10.
Verse number 10. And the cloud departed from off the temple. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous.
Yahweh was so mad at Aaron and Miriam, and Yahweh departed. I'm gonna fix her big mouth. I'm gonna fix her big mouth. He turned her leprosy, and gave a definition. He turned her to look just like Marilyn Monroe. That's what she was looking like. She was looking like Marilyn Monroe or Queen Elizabeth. That's what she was looking like. Now, Yahweh is mad because Queen Elizabeth says she's from the tribe of Judah too. Yahweh is so mad at Miriam for running her big fat mouth. He turned her into, she became leprosy as snow. Now, let's see what did Aaron think about his, she's the elder. Holy sister, what did he think about that look of Marilyn Monroe and Queen Elizabeth after he was Moses 86? He was old and Moses was 80, and Miriam about 86, so 83, 86 in that area. Now, let's see, 80 years later, he'd been around them, Miriam, all his life. What happened in verse 11?
Verse number 11. And Aaron said unto Moses, Alas, my Yahweh, I beseech you, lay not the sin upon us, when we have done foolishly, wherein we have sinned.
He says, lay not the sin, we have foolishly ran our fat mouth. Now, Aaron going to look red his sister and tell you what leprosy, white as snow, look like out of his 80-some-year-old eyes. He looked red at his sister because Yahweh was so mad. He said, I know I'm going to fix her with a big fat mouth. I'm going to fix her. Let's see what Aaron said in 12.
Verse 12. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the fleshes have consumed, when they coming out of their mother's womb.
He says, Moses, do you know our sister look like she's dead, as one that come out their mother's womb, had consumed? That's what she looked like. All Yahweh put on her was the look of Marilyn Monroe and Queen Elizabeth. That's all he put on her. In altar, nothing else. Just changed skin to look like Marilyn Monroe and Queen Elizabeth. Let's see, did Moses say, oh, that's a great thing. Let's see what Moses did in verse 13.
Verse number 13. And Moses cried unto Yahweh, saying, Hear us now, O Yahweh, I beg you.
Did it? So now, the psychological torture that they puts on you to think that man is all that, and we always try to be around Esau and his five sons. They're trying to get a couple of dollars. We trying to find them and him and hijack them. Listen, that means because you're not taught by Yahweh Judah. That look that you is worshiping and trying to do everything they like, in the Bible, the children of Israel, Yahweh put red, whitest looking on Miriam, and everybody started crying. Everybody started crying. And that proceeds right to what we have read now, when the soldiers knew exactly what to make everybody cry on Yahweh the Son. Everybody to cry. Just like you turn the children of Israel to look like Esau and his five sons, and like Sammy Sosa and got himself looking like them. Look, that means because you ain't, that means you Simeon, that's because you need to be up on the city of Judah. If you understood your Bible, that's the last look that you want to be like. That's the last thing you want this psychological, what that word again?
Torture.
Torture. Because the torture, this is what happened in Isaiah 20. Let me show you what really going to happen. And Isaiah, this is what really happened. That's why the Sixth Anointing Camp, we got to find our brothers and sisters ready to step up and to do some Bible and get away from that psychological torture you up under. That's all you up under, psychological torture. You think that this man is your answer, and your answer is the Sixth Anointing Camp of Voices of the True Israelites. That is your answer. But I know you're not going to believe that. And but what really happened in the 28th chapter, what is it? 29th chapter. This is what really going to happen. 29, verse number, give me two lines there, Brother Yakda. 29, verse 16. What really going to happen? 29, 16.
The book of
Isaiah 29, 16. Give me two lines, pardon me.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 20, verse number 16. Surely you'll turn the things upside down.
This thing has been turned upside down because the one that will be talking, he all hemmed up behind the curtain. Y'all got Judah thinking you waiting on somebody to come up with you another COVID-19, 2021 through 30, and you sook and everything Yahweh got on his table, and the one that supposed to be on the front line still second as 13 and 14. What did it say that, Brother Yahweh Israel? So he tells Yahweh Judah something. In second book of Ezra, chapter 14, 13 and 14. What did he tell old Yahweh Judah? What?
Look at second Ezra chapter 14. Verse number 13 and 14 reads, 2nd Ezra 14, verse 13. Now, therefore set thy family in order and reprove your people. Cover such of them as be in trouble, and now renounce corruption. Verse 14, let go from you mortal thoughts. Cast away the burden of men. Put out now the weak nature.
Ain't that something? All we got is the weak nature. That's why we come here. That's why we come humble. The Sixth Anointing Camp, we can meet any organization, any camp with the book open, and we'll deliver them all up. You know why we deliver them all up? Because of one reason. Let me show you why we can deliver them all up with no problem. Let's back up to Samuel. See, it's a game changer in here that will guarantee you victory every time. It's a game changer. And the game changer is 1 Samuel chapter 45, verse number 1745. Do you know that Yahweh Judah have a game changer? Here go his game changer right here in 1 Samuel chapter 1745. What's his game changer, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of 1 Samuel 17, verse number 45 reads, then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with sword and with spear and with a shield. But I come to you in the name of Yahweh of hosts, the Yahweh of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied.
How many letters is that?
Four letters, YHWH.
See, we come in the name of the four letters. Because we don't let the psychological, what's the word again?
Torture.
Deal with the understanding of this Bible. We clear that Yahdah Judah have the first and the middle and the last word. We clear Yahweh the Son came down through the tribe of Yahdah Judah. We clear he said, be ye fathers of me as I am of Yahweh the Father. So we supposed to follow our king, Yahweh the Son. And the world know one thing, if you can get them to disobey Torah instruction, then they know Yahweh cannot help you. You know why he can't help you? I'm going to show you why he said he can't help you. Let's go to Luke chapter 18. I'm going to show you why he can't help you. This is what he says in Luke chapter 18. He cannot help you, Yahdah Judah, because this is what he says in the 18th chapter. What he says in verse 8. 18 verse 8.
The book of Luke.
The Luke.
Chapter. The book of Luke. Chapter 18. Verse number 8 reads, I tell you that you will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find covenant keepers on the earth.
Yeah, when he comes, but when he finds covenant keepers. He had his identity, right? No, if he came right now, he not gonna find no covenant keepers. The covenant keepers gonna be psychological, give me that word again, torture. And torture. You know why? Because they still gonna be watching that one-eyed Satan. They're not going to be teaching with them fringes on. They're not going to precept in this Bible. And they're going to do the things that Yahweh knew to get Yahweh's, to put the worst thing on Yahweh. The worst thing you put on an Israelite, the Romans Catholic Church did it in 19 verse 2. What's the worst thing you can put on an Israelite, according to the Bible? In the 19th chapter, verse 2, St. John.
The book of St. John, chapter 19, verse number 2 reads, book of St. John 19, verse number 2, the soldier planted a crown of thorns, put it on his head, they put on him a purple robe.
Ain't that something? Just like when Yahweh said, I'm going to fix Miriam with her big mouth running her mouth, he turned her white to look like Marilyn Monroe and Queen Elizabeth. He said, this will heal. Everybody got to cry. Every Israelite cried. Even Moses got to cry. See, that's the worst thing you can put on Israelite is some pale skin. And now they don't pull it off on you right now, and everybody trying to be pale skin. Now, how did they pull that off on you with this Bible? Huh? How they do it? Luke chapter 19, 16 through 20. Let me get a second witness on this. Luke 19. No, that ain't what I want. I need a second witness on that, Brother Yahdah Israel. And I guess I'm struggling right now. I need a second witness. Make that Mark chapter 15, 16 through 20. Give me a second witness. We'll leave it like this. I need a second witness. Worst thing you put on the Israelite is some purple clothes. A garment that's a purple, that's the worst thing you can put on. And here go the Roman Catholic Church. Mark chapter 15, 16 through 20 says what?
Mark chapter 15, verse 16 through 20 reads. Book of Mark 15, verse 16. The soldier led him away to the hall called Praetorium. And they called together the whole band. Verse 17. And they clothed him with purple and planted a crown of thorns and put it upon his head. Verse number 18. and began to salute him. Hail, King of Yachdad Judah. Salute the word Jews. Verse number 19. And they smote him on the head with a reed. They spit on him, and bowing their knees, worship him. Verse 20. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to be crucified.
Ain't that something? Put him in a purple garment, marked him real bad, and just marked him. You a king, huh? Because you know I'm one where a king, is us in that purple. We're going to put you on some purple and tap you side your big head. That's what we're going to do for you. That's why Yahweh said, I'm going to get them for what they did. Now, end time prophecy. We'll close out this, Brother Yahdai Israel. End time prophecy. In the 17th chapter of Revelation. Let's see what it says in verse 3 and verse 4. 17th chapter of Revelation. And I think it's going to read 1 through 4. We'll close out with that. 1, 2, 3, 4 in a closing statement. Listen to what John is writing about in the Revelation 17, 1, 2, 3, 4. You on the clock, come on.
The book of Revelation chapter 17, verse number 1 through 4 reads, Revelation 17, verse number 1. And one of the seven minister spirits, which have the seven vows, and talk with me, saying unto me, come hither. I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Verse number 2. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Verse number 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blaspheme, having seven heads and 10 horns. Verse number 4, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abomination, filthiness of her fornication.
What color clothes you had on again, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Revelation, chapter 17. Revelation 17, verse number 5, verse number 4. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls.
Purple and gold. That was the woman had. And that was abomination in the sight of everybody in heaven. And John had to write it. That purple color and red color is a place in heaven. And was told to John to put it there too. So those like to crown purple, red, and gold on in heaven is abomination to Yahweh. It is right there. Purple. They bent the man's knees down with purple inside his head. Then took the purple robe off of them, then put back on his robe. Now, what robe did he put back on it? In Daniel, he wore a green, and the sea royal, and only royal is blue, and every beast is white. Every beast is white, blue, green. We can read, and Daniel, he had a green robe on. Daniel seen him in a green robe, and when we know that see royal, children of Israel see royal, so royal is only color is blue, and on feast days is white. So them the only three colors that Yahdah, Judah, have on to get the tool of Yahweh. Remember we read about be followers of me? Okay, there is. Got it? Good. Brother Yahdai Israel, closing statements, and we'll get on some more tomorrow. You on the clock, come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out there, see Israel, a sea royal. Great work, team. To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Until the world understand one thing, the world of Israel world. Listen, the only tribe that can soundly take care of this business is the one that used the four letters, YHWH. And the only tribe that used the four letters is the six anointed camps, the bosses of the true Israelite. Everybody else got that psychological, whatever that word was, it slipped my mind just that fast, torment, because you think you can come up another way with these other pagan names. And Yahweh said, be ye followers of me as I follow the Father. So we supposed to follow him. The only record of what clothing that he had on, we can read the Father had on a white garment in the Book of Daniel. We can read Yahweh the Son had on a white garment, and we can read a green garment, and we can read about a blue one, because we all see the royal, and only royal is blue. So we can read these things. But everybody going off of everything that they can't read, thinking they cute. But Yahweh says that's an abomination to him. Purple, red, and we're going to find out exactly who the author of that purple and red, where it come from. So I'm going to give you some time, Mother D of Israel, and Mother Eve, to find that 20th chapter of the second book of the book of Adam and Eve, verses 9 through 13. I'm going to give you time to find it while we bring Mr. Tibbs in. I want you to be bumming around when it's time to deliver on a national radio broadcast. Mr. Tibbs, what is your final thoughts and dust as Yahweh, you on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, brothers Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. Well, my final thoughts, I generally never have any final thoughts of Yahweh. I always have continuing and refreshing thoughts when the word of Yahweh come forth to me. And I'm pretty sure that all of us that came to hear the same things that we're listening to came to listen to these things. And most of us listening understand. And the ones that don't, we give them proper teaching. Some come to see things that most of us see, and some can never find. We have to give them teaching to tell them where to look. And once again, touching those things that most of us can touch, others can never feel. We found we tell them to get the King James Bible, they're opening some other book. Well, it's the wicked that does most of these confusing things. Yahweh makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because when you look in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, verse 12 says, for the eyes of the Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahweh is against them that do evil. 13, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Well, as I said before, there's a lot of us here that come for the good of Yahweh's word. We receive it. We commend it and add unto it. And some of those listening cast the same word we listen to behind their backs, which is not so good for others' learning. They are raving wolves in sheep clothing that come to see just who's attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side, and deceptive thinking. And I know many have seen just as much as I. These are the people who have to realize we're here for one reason. As a reminder, not to who sits on your left or on your right. That's for the word of Yahweh. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. That's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost about Yahweh's word. Connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked. And you came to seek, and you found that which you have sought in Yahweh's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that were open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Generally, there's no class on Tuesday unless we have a special event, like last week. We do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is from 6:30 to 9:30 on Friday. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. And the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address for the listening members to use. To use this, open up any search engine currently on any one of your smart devices. Right on that search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking it, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of your other devices, it may appear to be a little different. You might see menu. Clicking this, again, you see the choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as you did for previous use. But while doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind. To keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar to keep yourself and family in tune with the feast days that come to you throughout the year. Very important thing. It tells you when the feast days are, what they mean, when they begin, and how long they last. So that's one good point. For the live program, this feature is only available during live broadcast time. Open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. This will put you right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses dear listening members can use. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael, at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics, you can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. We have a few numbers also to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards would greatly be appreciated as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We generally give a few verses from the Bible to explain why. The first is from the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. 8 says, "Answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." The other is the book of James, looking at chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridles not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But as you can imagine, there's still those, even after they listen to the scriptures or the verses that's given, they do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement or cause some sort of disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. And I suppose they may not be familiar or just ignore what Yahuwah the Son has told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." Once again, we also find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer for questions direct via voicemail, email, or text. He is usually pretty busy answering many memos, as most of us have seen on this show and previous shows. even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station, stockholder Mr. Cigar Man. And the most important thing that's being done is preparing Yakwa's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yakwa's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yakwa be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yakwa in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yakwa's ministry, but not this year. He's often tried to exceed Yakwa's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program will be repeated at 9:45 p.m. To do this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, type the three words, Yakwa Radio Live, right on the search line. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, we're in the process of making it possible for the listening members to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, this is another day that we're all enjoying the word of Yakwa. As said before, that nothing has changed except the number of people, which is an increasing number. Those that come to commend it, add unto it, only falling by those casting the same word behind their back. Once again, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible that make them happy. Can you imagine that? Taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with deceptive listeners, noisemakers, and complainers, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention. But when you call them to speak, they're completely lost. They have clearly forgotten we're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or woman was Jacques Wally created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Remember, I've said before, even if they told you they've even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Jacques Wally's creation. That's impossible. Don't forget what I said before about what Yakwa the Son said about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yakwa the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yakwa all things are possible." So at this particular time, we will turn our program back to our seer Israel. Keep your Bibles open. Continue the learning process. Hallelujah.
Yakwa. Hallelujah, Yakwa, Mr. Tibbs. That was actually on your part, on your clothes, and all. We'll catch you tomorrow for some more of the thing of some dust there, Yakwa. Keep you it is. You got to be clear. Okay, now, the Southern Kingdom, Yahda, Judah, and all the rest of the camps got to back up. Close the mouth, big ears, little mouth, and get in where you fit in behind the six anointed camps of Voices of a Jewish Life. That's your only way back, according to Scripture. Because what you fail to realize, that it's a tribe that can soundly meet you wherever you at in this book. And just take it from there. And you hearing it unfold itself as we speak. Wherever you at, we can meet you there, according to Scripture. You know, we ain't worried about no bump the gong contest. We'll let you win it every time. But when it comes down to the book, you're going to lose. Let's go see if we can find the mothers and bring them in. We're going for the clothes and find Mother D. F. Israel and put the ancient feelings on her by saying, Mother D. F. Israel. Yahweh be with you there, Seeroy.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seeroy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mother E. Israel, tribe of Yahweh, Judah. Mother Z. Yahweh be with you, Seeroy.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seeroy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, we got a great, see, once we know who we are, Mother D up Israel, Mother E, Mother Z, we have to take our rightful position once it's clear what we own. Mother D up Israel, have me Wisdom of Solomon chapter 6:18, and Mother E, have me 1 Peter 2, verse 8. Wait, no, let's see what we can get out of this real quick. We're going to Wisdom of Solomon, Mother D up Israel, chapter 6, verse 18, and Mother E, have me 1 Peter 2, verse 8, waiting on me. Let's go back to back, just get warmed up. Wisdom of Solomon, 6:18, D up Israel, Mother E, have me 1 Peter 2, verse 8, back to back. Let's put this on the table real quick.
The Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18. And love is the keeping of the Torah instruction and the giving heed unto her. Torah instructions is the assurance of incorruption.
Mm-hmm. See, love is keeping the Torah instruction. It's assuring that you will not be corrupted. That's love.
Yeah.
If you say you got some good love, then I know you keeping Torah instruction, and that's assurance according to wise man or word. Now, Mother D of Israel, what is 1 Peter 2, verse 8?
You say 1 Peter?
Yeah, Mother D, Mother E. First Peter 2, verse
8. First Peter.
Mother D, have me Hosea chapter 7, verse 20 and 21, waiting on me. 1 Peter 2, verse 8. Mother E, what is it saying over here in 1 Peter 2, verse 8? Yes, ma'am. What is it saying?
Peter. Chapter 2, verse 8. A stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient unto also they were appointed.
So they was appointed. So listen, Mother E, you got peoples that have been appointed to always be stumbling around, and they was appointed to cause you that problem. And you might look at it as a problem, but understand Yahweh say they've been appointed for this condemnation.
Yeah.
They've been appointed for that, to be stumbling around, can't never find nothing. And 2 Peter 2, verse 8. See, and they're always going to stumble at that stone. But they've been appointed to stumble at that stone, Mother E. The Yahweh appoints peoples to be the bald person. But you have to be able to look in his book. And when you see a person stumbling around, bumbling around, then these books got to come back to you. Huh? This person right here seems like to me they got a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense even to them who stumble at the word, because they stumble at the word. See, once you show them what the word is saying, they start getting all kind of hissing and kissing in their mouth. They can't sit still because when you show them the word, then they go into a whole nother transformation in their demeanor by showing them the word. Mother Eve, let's precept that to the third chapter of the same book, verse 8. 1 Peter 3, verse 8. Let's precept that real quick. 3, verse 8.
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. Finally, be you all of one mind, having compassion one to another, love and brethren. Love as brethren. Be pitiful, be courteous.
Yeah, cursing. Otherwise, listen. We come humble to tell you, but you got to watch the one that stumbled at this word. See, once the word is shown you what the word is saying with the precept, your demeanor supposed to remain the same. You don't go in to, now you put a, try to have a comeback. You don't need no comeback. The word speaks for itself. Mother, D.F. Israel, now what do it say in the book of Hosea, polluted for Joshua, chapter 7, verse 20 and 21. What do it say? Just give me two lines in 21. All I need is two lines in 21. What it says in Hosea, polluted for Joshua, chapter 7, verse 20, and give me two lines in 21.
Read 20 and 21.
Yeah, all I want is two lines out of 21.
Oh, okay. The book of Joshua, polluted for Hosea, chapter 7, verse 21.
Mm.
When
now,
I saw,
20 and 20. Read verse 20, then skip down to verse 21 and just give me two lines and 21. All I need is two lines because I'm going somewhere. So I need verse 20.
Okay.
Then skip down to verse 21. Two lines.
Okay, Joshua, polluted for Hosea, chapter 7, verses 20.
Mm-hmm.
And a chain answered Joshua, polluted for Hosea, and said, indeed, I have sinned against Yahweh of Israel, and thus, have I done. Verse 21.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When I saw among the spoil a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 chickens.
Stop right there. Two lines. That's it. So he says, I have sinned against the Yahweh of Israel. Because I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonian garment. So what he did, he taken that garment. He covered that garment. He said, I have seen Yahweh of Israel when I saw a goodly Babylonian garment. But he says, but that Babylonian garment is a sin to Yahweh. Is that what he said? Now we're going to accept that to Ezra, chapter 3, Moses of Israel, and find out what did that Babylonian garment look like that he has sinned against him, Yahweh. We're going to precept that to 1 Ezra 3, 1 through 6. Let's find out what a beautiful Babylonian garment look like. We're going to find out right now. What do a beautiful Babylonian garment look like, but in the eyes of Yahweh, it is sin? What does it look like in 1 Ezra chapter 3, 1 through 6?
1 Ezra chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Now when Darius reigned, he made a great feast unto all his subject and unto all his household and unto all the prince of Medes and Persia. Verse 2, and to all the governors and captains and lieutenants that were under his, under him from India unto Ethiopia, and 127 providence. Verse 3, and when they had eaten and drinking and began being satisfied, we're going home, then Darius the king went to his bedchamber and slept, and soon after awake, verse 4, and there are young men were of the guard that kept the king's body, spake one to another, verse 5, let every one of us speak a sentence. He that shall overcome and whose sentence shall seem wise than the other, unto him shall the king Darius give great gifts and great things in token of victory. To be clothed in purple, to drink in gold, and to sleep upon gold, and a chain with bridle of gold, and head tire of fine linen, and a chain about his neck.
Now, Darius was the king of Babylon. He was king of everything. He was the king of Babylon, everything else, and they had a dress wear. They had a dress code wear, and their dress code wear was purple. He was the king of the Babylonians, king up there. He was king of 120 provinces. And their colors was the purple garments was their royalty. So now, let's go back to Hosea again and see exactly what do Yahuwah think about that purple wearing garments and everything else. Let's come back to that Hosea chapter 7. And Mother, you have me second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 20, and have me 9 through 13 waiting on me. Let's come back to Hosea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to find the Babylonian garments. Now we find out the Babylonian garments, all their royalty was purple. Now let's see what happened again in the 7th chapter. Verse number 20 and 21 of Hosea. Let's see what happened and what did he say, what did he tell Hosea that he did in 7, verse 20 and 21, just two lines. What did he say?
Joshua polluted for Hosea, chapter 7, verse 20 and 21. And a chain answered Joshua polluted for Hosea and said, indeed, I have sinned against Yahuwah of Israel, and thus have I done. Verse 21, when I saw among the spoil a goodly Babylonish garment.
Let me read that verse. It says, I know what color it was by precept in the Bible. And when I saw among the spoils a goodly purple Babylonian garment, I coveted. When I saw among the spoils goodly purple Babylonian garments, but I knew what I was doing. Achan answered Hosea and said, I indeed have sinned against the Yahuwah of Israel. What did you do? When I saw among the spoils a goodly purple Babylonian garments. That's the color of royalty, see, Ray, purple. The royalty of the other nation color is, but to Yahuwah of Israel, that is a sin. We're going to read the author of it right now. What the author of that purple and that, all that good stuff in second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 20, Mother Eve, 9 through 13. Where did all that stuff come from? That purple, who put in the mind of men to put them kind of clothes on anyway? Who put that in the mind of men in the 20th chapter, verse 9 through 13?
Book of Adam and Eve, second chapter, verse 9 to 13, verse 9. And when the man saw, they were overcome and saw others that were not overpowered.
You read chapter 20. Are you reading chapter 20, verse 9 through 13?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Adam Eve, chapter 20, the second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 20. Verse 9. And when the man saw, they were overcome, and saw others that were not overpowered. Those who were beaten came to Jensen, took refuge with him, and he made them his confederate. Verse 10. Then sin increased among them greatly, until a man married his own sister or daughter or mother and other, or the daughters of his father's sister, so that there was no more distinction or relationship, and they no longer knew what is inquired, what did wicked, and the earth was defiled with sin. And the anger of Yahweh, the judge, who had created them. Verse 11. But Jensen gathered together companions upon companions that played on horns and on all other instruments. We have already maintained at the foot of the righteous mountain, and they did so in order that the children of Seth who were on the righteous mountain should hear it. Verse 11. But when the children of Seth heard the noise, they wondered and came by companions and stood on the top of the mountain to look at those below, and they did thus a whole year. Verse 13. When at the end of that year, Jensen saw that they were being won over to him little by little, Satan entered into him and taught him to make dyed stuff for a garment of diverse patterns, and made him understand how to dye crimson, red, and purple, and whatnot.
Hey, just a Mother, verse 5.
Verse 5?
Yeah, verse 5.
Second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 20, verse 5. Satan also taught Jensen to bring strong drink out of common And this Jensen used to bring together companions upon companions, and drinking houses, and brought into their hands all manner of fruit and flowers, and they drank together.
So, this again, who is his teacher? Who is his teacher working with him there, Mother E?
The devil.
Who is his teacher? The devil.
Satan.
You mean Satan the devil is his teacher? Is that what we're reading here?
Right.
And what did he teach? What did the teacher teach his student in verse 13 to do?
To die.
According to verse 13. Yeah, what? Oh, verse 13 again. What did the teacher, the devil, teach his student to do in verse 13?
Verse 13. When at the end of the year, Jensen saw that they were being won over to him, little by little, Satan entered into him and taught him to make dyed stuff for garments of diverse patterns and made him understand how to dye crimson, red, crimson for beautiful red, and purple, and whatnot.
Ain't that something? So the author of man getting an understanding how to make purple garments, did it come from the Yahweh of Israel? Where did it come from? Who is the author explaining to man how to make purple, red garments? Who is the author of that?
Satan.
The devil. That's why we got a lot of teaching to do, because a lot of people think they look so cute in that red and crimson red, one and the same, and purple. Oh, we just strutting real good. But do you know that the author of the red garments and the purple garments was put in the mind of Cain the sinner by Satan the devil?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he say. Now look at St. John chapter 14, verse 30.
Ready?
Because Yahweh made a go to St. John 14, verse 30, because Yahweh made a statement to the followers of Yahdah and Judah and to tell them something. He said, now listen, when you come in contact with Satan, understand what we got in common. We're going to tell you now in 14, verse 30, Moses. What do Satan and Yahweh got in common? Yahweh going to tell you himself.
The book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 30. Hereafter will I not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and have nothing in me.
Prince of this world cometh and don't have nothing in me. And who do he works with, Mother A? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Now he's saying the prince of this world, the one that would teach you contrary to what Yahweh do not like. He said he ain't got nothing in me. And let's see, who do he works with? In Ephesians 2, verse 1 and 2. Who do Satan works? Who do he look out there and see can he find to otherwise to make Yahweh mad? He already mad at Satan anyway. He gonna get him according to 25:41. But he let him run and see where all he can get with him. So Satan is on a mission to work with who? In 2, verse 1. 1 and 2. Ephesians 2, verse 1 and 2. Who are you working with there, Mother E?
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 2. And you had he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin. Verse 2. When in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Now, what you mean by he works in the church of disobedience? Well, I like it anyway. I'm gonna wear me some purple. See? See, that's showing you that Satan the devil works in the church of disobedience. You can show him soundly what the Bible's saying, the author of where it come from, and the statement you'll get back from the mouth always a comeback. Well, it makes me look pretty and nice, and I'm feeling good. But Satan works in the children of disobedience. I don't care what that Bible say. It's how it makes me feel. Yeah. So that's what the soul then mother D up Israel. So what is the answer to it? Acts chapter 2. Verse 37, 38, backed up with 3:19, Mother D up Israel. Acts chapter 2, 37, 38, slide down to Acts 3, verse 19.
Acts
Mother
chapter
D up
2.
Israel.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. 37, 38 says what?
Acts chapter 2, verses 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their mind and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh the Son, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the righteous spirit.
So all you're supposed to do when you find out you're in error, once it's brought to you by the six anointed camps that you're out of order, something that Yahweh of Israel don't like, what are you supposed to do when you hear the scriptures come out there, Mother D. Israel? You just read it. What are you supposed to do?
Repent.
Repent. That's all you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You don't give a comeback. You give no sermon. Repent.
Mm-hmm.
Acts 3:19, what it say?
Acts 3:19. Acts 3:19. Repent you therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So all you're supposed to do, once you find out that the scripture's saying,
mm-hmm,
regardless about whatever happened way back in the past, and Yahweh the Son said, be ye followers of me. And Yahweh the Son, the worst thing they could do to Yahweh the Son to really try to embarrass him was put a purple garment. Now you are let the purple garment, like we said, that record said, don't let it go to your head. No, no, no. Don't let that go to your head, because it's the author of Satan, the devil. And the one he had picked to wear the purple, we read it already in the 17th chapter 1 through 4, was the Roman Catholic Church. The teaching of Satan, the devil. So, what do he say that started off? He'll tell you in 18, verse 4 there, Mother D of Israel. What did he tell you to do in Revelation? 18, and pick it up at verse 2, down to verse 5, and Mother E, have me 5 through 10. Let's see what it tells you. Give me 1 through 5, Mother D of Israel, and Mother E, have me 6 through 11, waiting on me. 6 through 11. Give me 1 through 5, and Mother E, have me 6 through 11 of the 18th chapter of Revelation. Let's see what we can get worked out.
Revelation chapter 18, verses 1 to 5. Verse 1, and after these things, I saw another ministering spirit coming down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his honor. Verse 2, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of the devil, and the whole of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Verse 3. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacy. Verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plague. Verse 5. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and Yahweh has remembered her sins.
Well, hold that point before you come in, Mother. Precept that back to Hosea chapter 7, verse 20 and 21. He said, the sins unreached to heaven. The sins unreached to heaven to who? Who had them sins reached up to? And Hosea 7, verse 20 and 21, two lines in 21. And what is a great sin? Hosea 7, verse 20. And two lines in 21, come on.
Hosea chapter 7, Joshua polluted for Hosea chapter 7, verse 20, 21.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20, and a chain answered Joshua polluted for Hosea and said, indeed, have I sinned against Yahweh of Israel, and thus have I done. 21. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonian garment.
When I saw among the goodly spoils a goodly purple Babylonian garment. That's what he saw. I saw among the spoils a goodly purple Babylonian garment, because that's their color. Mother E, what do 6 through 11 say in the 18th chapter of Revelation?
Revelation chapter 18, verses 6 through 11, verse 6. Reward her even as he rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works, and the cup which she has filled to her double. Verse 7. How much she had glorified herself and lived delicious. So much torment and sorrow give her, for she said in her mind, I sit a queen, and am not with her, and shall see no flower. Verse 8. Therefore shall her plague come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is her Yahweh, who judged her. Verse 9. And the king of the earth, who have committed fornication and live delicious with her, shall bewail her and lament for her, and they shall see the smoke of her burning. Verse 10, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is their judgment come. Verse 11, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys their merchants anymore. Verse 12. The merchants of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet red and all thine wool and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of
Wait, read verse. That's good. Read verse 12 again. So it's already written, all that old good stuff is going to come to naught. And that's why bosses of his to Israelite is telling you right now, if you enter this torture in the brain, you think you look good with that purple on and red, we giving you the outcome of Yahweh the Son telling John exactly what he going to do in verse 12 to the purple and red wine peoples Satan introduced to man. And man now are made a corner to market on. But here go the outcome in verse 12. What does it say in verse 12?
Revelation chapter 18, verse 12. The merchants of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and the purple and silk and scarlet and all thine wool and all manner of vessels of ivory, and all manner of vessels of most precious wood, and of brass, and of iron, and marble. Verse 13.
That's good. So all that right there, that purple wine will come to an end sooner or later in Yahweh. That's why the children of Yahdah Judah have to make sure we clear Modi up Israel in the 24th chapter 13, verse 14 of Matthew. We got to make it clear that our mission is to do what? That's why we got to stay humble, because our mission, Modi up Israel in the 24th chapter, verse 13 and 14 says what?
Matthew chapter 24, verse 13 and 14. Matthew 24, verse 13 and 14. And it reads, verse 13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Verse 14. And this Torah instruction of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
So the Sixth Anointed Council declared, we must get this in every kingdom. Then that's going to activate the end. Then Yahuwah going to say in the 19th chapter, verse 27 of Luke. But he's going to say another day up Israel. What are you going to say in the 19th chapter of Luke, verse 27? Then what are he going to say?
Luke chapter 19, verse 27. But those mine enemy which would not that I should reign over them, bringing hither and slay them before me.
The ones that don't want to listen, you don't want to listen to my fears, you want to, he said, bring them before me. Let's go to Jeremiah 25, yep, Israel. Let's go to Jeremiah 25 and get a closing statement on you. Let's go to see what he says in 4 through 8. Jeremiah 25, 4 through 8 in the closing statement. What do you say?
Jeremiah chapter 25, verses 4 to 8.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Verse 4. And Yahuwah has sent unto you all his servants, the seer, raising early and sending them, but you have not hearkened, listened, nor inclined your ears to hear. Verse 5. They say, turn you again now, everyone, from his evil way and from the evil of your doing, and dwell in the land that Yahuwah has given unto you and to your fathers forever and ever. Verse 6, and go not after false Yahuwah to serve them and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the works of your hand, and I will do you no hurt. Verse 7, yet you have not hearkened, listened unto me, says Yahuwah, that you might provoke me to anger with works of your hands to your own hurt. Verse 8. Therefore, thus says Yahuwah, Yahuwah of hosts, because you have not heard my word. Okay. I want to read.
Because you have not heard.
Huh?
So you is not going to listen to what I'm saying, regardless. That's what he's saying. Read one more verse, just a clip. Go ahead.
Okay. Verse 9. Behold,
now,
I will
tell you what,
send...
Let me hold that point. Let me precept that one. Run to Hosea 24. I'm going to precept that. I'm going to precept that. I want to make it a little bit plain. He said, yes, Tim, precept that. Don't get it there. Run over to the 24th chapter of Hosea and let's see what he says. We're going to precept that. In the 24th chapter of Hosea, that's where we're going. We want to precept that. He said, you have not listened to me. In the 24th chapter, up there and see what he says in verse 20 in the closing statement. 24, verse 20.
Hosea, chapter 24, verse 20. If you forsake Yahuwah and serve strange Yahuwahs, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he has done you good.
Ain't that something? So Yahuwah sit there, and after he told you what time it is, and bless your hand, then turn around, and if you don't do right, he'll knock, be knocked up at you. Mother, DF is a closing statement until we meet tomorrow for some more of Six Anointed Camp, Voices Over to His Light. What's your closing statement? Come on.
Revelation 22:14. Blessed are they that do his Torah instruction, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gate unto the city. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua.
Hallelujah, Qua. Mother E, let's run to Luke chapter 19. And let's look at a few verses. Let's go to Luke chapter 19 now, Mother E. And we'll look at a few verses in 19:16. What do you say?
Luke chapter 19:16.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what 19:16 says.
Book of Luke chapter 19.
Wait a minute. I don't think I want Luke 19:16. I tell you what, I got to put that on ice then. Tell you what, go to it. Jeremiah 44:4. What do you say in verse 4 and 5? Matter of fact, fold down to verse 6 and 16 in a closing statement. Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 4 and 6 and 16. And a closing statement.
Jeremiah chapter 44.
4 through 6 and 16.
Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 4 through 6 and verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Howbeit, I sent unto you all my servants, the seer, rising early and sending them, saying, Oh, do not this abomination thing that I hate. Verse 5, but they hearken not, nor incline their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn on in incense unto other false Yahweh. Verse 6. Wherefore my fury and my anger were poured forth and was killing in the city of Yahweh Judah, southern kingdom, and in the streets of Jerusalem, the northern kingdom. And they are wasted and desolate as at this day, verse 16. As for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Yahweh, we will not hearken unto thee.
You hear they say, Mother, they say, we hear you speaking good to me, but we ain't going to listen. So, because that purple and being a transgressor and a sinner, we like that. So we ain't going to listen, although we can read the book, but we not going to listen to you. Mother, what's your closing statement is, and we'll catch you tomorrow for some more of B-O-T-T-Y. So one thing about it, Mother E, not going to listen, but our job is to make sure they still hear. You got the clothes, and me on the clock, come on.
Just thanking and praising y'all for another class. Thanking and praising Yahweh for this year, and thanking and praising Yahweh for his people that's listening, and just thanking and praising Yahweh for all his blessings. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mother E, Mother Z, and Mother D of Israel, see, we come humble, and this ministry is the ministry is to show you what the Bible's saying. We got no axe to grind with anybody, but we'll go and see, like Ben says in the 17th chapter, verse 10 and 11. Whatever you say out your mouth, we just go see it's so. And if it's so, we'll say it right on. But if it's not so, our job is to let you know that the Bible says, after Yahweh the Son and after the Levitical priesthood messed up, he took away all that they had because they weren't partial. And what Yahweh did not want to see no more is the work of Satan the devil on his people. And Satan know that, so he gonna shatter you with purple and red on you, knowing Yahweh do not like that period because it's not his doing, it's Satan's doing. So you see, we bring it to you humble. But all you both say, I repent. And I'm going to make an adjustment because I want to be on the right side of my mighty one. When he makes that, drop that bomb down on the ones that gave you that and Satan himself. Enough said on that. We'll catch you all tomorrow night for some more of B-O-T-T-Y. Shalom to all mothers, Father Yahdai Israel, and all the other six anointed camps. Yahweh be with you all until we meet again tomorrow. Shalom.
Shalom.